feedtheheartland.com.
Happy Valentine's Day and good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I am now here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. Jim, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Ain't it wonderful?
Isn't it?
Perfect day out there. It's just gorgeous. It's only my golf clubs are crying for me.
Oh, is that that's your Valentine today?
It'd be nice.
So you're not going to make it out?
I'm not going to make it out, but we're getting closer. Spring training, baseball, that's always good.
You know, the weekend doesn't look too bad.
That's right. So my Cubs should have another good year. Royals probably have a decent year. I'm a Cubs fan, so, you know, 2 years ago I was in a coma for a long time.
I'm sure. And didn't they have a big signing?
Well, they signed Yu Darvish the other day.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's pretty big get.
You know, diehard Cub fans, we suffered, you know. After they won it in 2016, it was like, okay, now I can die in peace. They won.
Right.
And most of my friends said, don't die. But, you know, they won. So life is good. Life is over. Move on.
Right. You're not saying that necessarily that you're ready. It's just that you're at peace.
I'm at peace.
You're at peace.
Yes. The curse was lifted. The goat was eaten.
Things are Jim, can I just say something real quick?
Chime in there, Dave.
You need to get out a little more often. Just, and Tracy here is saying, yeah, we need to move on with the discussion because, that's not quite exactly the direction that she thought she was going to be headed with the program.
Hey, I get it. I understand the sports fanaticism.
I like baseball.
I understand.
No, I was just saying we need to keep him at the college. He doesn't have time for all this. He needs to stay at the college, do his job.
Oh, look at her. Look at what a dutiful employee. She is. I mean, we know she runs the place.
Well, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
That voice you just heard, Tracy Geisler, the I believe still the assistant to the president for.
It's under review.
Well, we do got a lot to talk about. Of course, anytime you want to bring up the Cubs or baseball, you know, especially as we get closer, that's fine. I'm all right with that. You got my approval. All right. You told me something that you're going to talk about, and all you told me was NC3. What does that mean?
It is the National Coalition of Certification Centers, which, again, most people go, what's that?
What's that?
We just joined this group. Wichita Tech, Washburn Tech are partners, as is the State Board of Regents. And NC3, as it's called, was set up in 2007. It's a partnership between major industries and community and tech colleges to promote more credentials, you know, the credentials that are recognized by industry that are the proof, I know how to do this automotive technology task. I know how to do this heating and air conditioning task. While we educate students and they earn a certificate or degree from us, they also have a chance to earn these credentials, and those credentials are the real value back to the employer. It's the proof that we taught them right. And with NC3, we have a chance to expand on what we do with credentials. Currently, we have credentials in almost every program. So, for instance, in automotive tech, if you graduate from the program, you have a chance to earn up to 8 different certifications or credentials from ASE, the national company that industry recognizes. Those things all, again, add to how much value do you have to the employer in terms of wages, in terms of earnings. It's not just that you have our degree, you have these credentials that say, by God, not only that, they know how to do this, okay? That's the big advantage tech ed has over any other aspect of higher education, is that connection of the credentials plus the academics as the proof, okay?
And it seems the specificity is also pretty key there.
Big time. Nursing. Students can graduate with their nursing degree, but until they get that license from the state, they pass the state licensure exam, they can't practice nursing. So the last 3 semesters that we've had nursing graduates, every one of our graduates has passed their state exam, 100% pass rate. That's incredible. That's the proof that our faculty know what they're doing in teaching the students. And it's a commitment of the students and the thousands of hours they put into study. And it sunk in with them to pass that licensure exam at that rate. Our dental hygiene program, 6 years, we have 6 years of graduates. Every person who's graduated has passed their dental hygiene licensure exam. So that's really the proof that we know what we're doing.
Brady Bowman here with MATC President Jim Jeanette and Jim talking about that I guess you can say accreditation in a way, or
credentials. Yep.
How long has that been in the works for MATC?
Well, with NC3, I've known about them for several years, and we've been in discussions with them for about a year, looking for the right fit. Some of the companies that are part of NC3, Snap-on Tools, Dremel, the power equipment company, Trane, the heating and cooling company. And we're a particular partner with Trane because we do have an air conditioning program. And industry-wide, all of these industries are facing workforce shortages. With Trane, what they realize is working with us, not only do we train students for the basic residential technician, the demand is huge on the commercial side. And for us, it plays a part with our role working with K-State for the animal health corridor. These laboratories that work on animal health, that work on vaccines, pet foods, you name it, they're what we call critical environments. You have to make sure the labs are run safely, that the airflow is right, the water flow, the wastewater, et cetera, are all done correctly. You don't just dump stuff into the sewer system. And so working with Trane, they're excited that we're jumping onto critical environment. That's a different aspect to commercial HVAC than they've ever had before. So working with NC3, we hope to help establish the credentials. Currently, they don't exist for critical environments, for biosafety, for biotechnology. And that will support NBEF and the Animal Health Corridor, and it's a good niche market for us.
And it really is amazing how all these things kind of come together and work together in so many ways. I mean, just such a great partnerships coming together. And I think the really interesting thing that's about those partnerships in town, it's not as if all this was necessarily planned 10 years ago for all this to come together like this, but it is really amazing just how it really has evolved to come together over time.
Well, it reminds me of the old show A-Team and Hannibal Smith's favorite line, remember? I love it when a plan comes together.
Yes.
And that's, yeah, because we're talking things that change every day. They emerge differently this month than they did 6 months ago. And so you're kind of like riding the wave, and when does that all come together? It's coming together.
And Tracy Geisler, the assistant to the president for MATC, it's really just taking advantage of those opportunities when they come and being aware of that and taking action.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And your thoughts on NC3?
It's been great. These partnerships have been amazing. We held a meeting last week that we reached out at last minute. We had NCR there and Trane. The gentleman flew in from NC3, and the networking and knowledge in that room was amazing for an hour and a half.
We had representatives from the Chamber of Commerce, several of the school districts, Kansas State University, some of the employers, you know, like Central Mechanical, because the chief executive officer from NC3 was on our campus, did the tour. He was here also for the CTE conference downtown. I was on a panel with him. But everybody that comes to campus and they get the tour, usually from Tracy, then they come back to talk to me and they go, wow, I didn't realize what all you do out here. It's amazing. Yeah, we put people to work. I was at a legislative dinner last night in Topeka, and one of my colleagues from one of the other tech colleges said, here's the deal. It's not knocking other institutions, but we train people, and they tend to stay in the area. And their employees, their taxpayers, they're members of a church, they coach a little league team. That investment that's made into the education stays here long-term as an employer, as an employee, as the taxpayer. So the most direct return on investment is really through a tech college like us and the programs and the students we put out.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette and Tracy Geisler, the assistant to the president. And you know what? Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more MATC and higher education after the break here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.